请大家先翻开圣经，哥林多后书。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书十三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 13.
啊，第九节。
Verse 9.
后书十三章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9.
好像一点。
Verse 9, for we are glad when we are weak and you are strong, and this also we pray that you may be made complete.
再请看十一节。
Verse 11, finally, brethren, farewell, become complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
这里提到要做完全人。
Here it mentions to be complete.
当然，保罗在哥林多教会呢，碰到很多的阻挡。
Of course, Paul has encountered many obstacles in the Corinth church.
因为哥林多教会的确是一间很不一样的教会。
Indeed, the Corinth church is quite different.
所以他碰到很大的挑战。
So he encountered many challenges.
那事实上，哥林多教会是由保罗去那边建立的。
In fact, Paul established the Corinth church.
有的人竟然不认识他。
But however, people do not know him.
不但不认识他，还批评他。
Not only they do not know him, but they even criticize him.
好像一点感情都没有啊。
It seems like they do not have any love for him.
所以也让保罗很难过。
That's why Paul is very sad.
但是呢，他这种心情呢，很快就好转了。
Fortunately, his emotions is recover.
所以我们看到保罗，也可以看到我们自己神也没有要求我们说碰到什么困难呢，一定要非常的坚强。
So seeing Paul, he also reflects on us that when we encounter problems, it doesn't mean that God requires us to be very strong.
他也会忧伤。
Even Paul, he becomes sad.
但是呢，他就是靠主能够站立得稳。
However, by relying on God, Paul was able to stand firm.
因此他就能够鼓励信徒。
So he was able to encourage the disciples.
在软弱的时候也要刚强。
So in weakness, be strong.
而且要做完全人。
And to be complete as a perfect person.
那圣经很多地方大概五十次以上提到完全。
In the Bibles, it mentions about 50 times the words perfect.
那二十三次提到完全人。
And about 23 times it mentions be a perfect man.
既然圣经这样的强调一直提到完全人还是完全，那就是表示说。这个是圣经的真理啊。
So since the Bible's emphasize on this being perfect, so it means this is the truth.
那也提到挪亚约伯啦、大卫啦、西西家这些人都是圣经里头所记载的完全人。
So in the Bible, it's also mentioned, it also recorded that Noah, Job, David, and Hezekiah, these are the people who are perfect.
那当时神要跟亚伯拉罕立约，也是要求亚伯拉罕要做一个完全人。
So when God make a covenant with Abraham, he also required Abraham to be perfect.
那圣经提到神知道我们的本体，我们只不过是尘土而已。
God knows that we are only made of dust.
既然知道我们是尘土，他怜悯我们，他会挂念我们，那怎么要求我们要做完全人呢？
Since we are made of dust, how can God require us to be perfect?
神他讲的话不会就变成虚话、废话。
What God has said will not become in vain.
因为神的话都是洁净的。
Because the word of God is holy.
就是有七次洁炼，所以他讲的话一定思考过很多次的。
Because what God has said, of course, he has already thought about it before saying it.
所以当神告诉亚伯拉罕说你要做完全人，那真的就是要求他要做个完全人。
So when God required Abraham to be perfect, of course God wanted him to be perfect.
那神呢要求以色列百姓啊要做完全人。
God also required the Israelites to be perfect.
那请看《生命记》十八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
十八章的十三节。
Chapter 18, verse 13.
生命记十八章的十三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 13.
你要在神啊主你的神面前做完全人啊。
You shall be blameless before the Lord your God.
啊，这是神对以色列人的期望。
And this is what God hopes the Israelites want to be.
啊，所以从旧约时代的创世纪一直到申命记。
So from the Old Testament, from Genesis to Deuteronomy,
啊，神的期待就是要人做完全人。
God hoped that man can be blameless.
啊，当然在旧约我们或许想说啊，这不可能啊，怎么能够做到完全？
So we may think that in the Old Testament, so how can we be blameless?
啊，主耶稣来啊，就要把它成全，就要变得完全了。
So after Jesus has have came and it has been fulfilled, and we become righteous, blameless.
所以主耶稣来说要成全律法，就是要成全那个律法啊，因为律法而做不到啊神的要求的完全人啊，主耶稣啊都把它成全。
And because Jesus arrives, he has fulfilled the law, which is not possible for us to be perfect by the law.
所以有些时候圣经也说啊 ，complete 就是主耶稣就 complete 这个 law， 就给他做一个结束了啊。
And sometimes the Bible also mentions that Jesus has completed the law and make an end to it.
好像啊，有的时候要转换公司哈，要转换公司，要看看。要确结，看欠多少钱，我欠你还是你欠我啊？大家做一个结束，这个总结。
So sometimes when you want to change the company, you might have to make a settlement to see which partners owe which one.
啊，所以现在呢，要进到新约哈、啊，那就是旧约呢要一个结束啊，看看欠多少哈啊，就要还清了。
So since we are going to the New Testament, so we have to make a settlement to see how much more we have to make up.
啊，就是都还清的，嗯，就了结的。
So if you have paid the debts, then that's the end of it.
因为旧约时代啊的人哈，也不能够达到神的要求，做到完全。
Because even the peoples in the Old Testament cannot reach the standard of being perfect.
何况是这些以色列百姓啊的历史啊，我们都很清楚啊，历代至上，历代至下啊，还有列王记上、列王记下，我们都很清楚看到那些王所带领的国家，那只是啊越走越下坡，所以他们的国家就要被掳到其他的国家去了。
And from the Old Testament, we can see that from by reading First, Second Chronicles and First, Second Kings, we know that the king actually bring the peoples going downhill.
啊、但是主耶稣来、啊、就成全，就让大家、啊、都能够完全了。
So after Jesus arrived, he has actually fulfilled the law, and everyone is made perfect.、
啊、我们请看希伯来书的第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第二章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
希伯来书第二章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
前面念。第二章第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glories, to make the captains of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
哦，所以这边提到说，因受苦难得以完全。
And this is because of sufferings, therefore it was made perfect.
那就会提到主耶稣啊，被钉在十字架上的苦。
It talks about the sufferings that Jesus, when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
啊，再请看第五章的第九节，一样希伯来书五章九节。
Also on the same book, chapter 5, verse 9. Chapter 5, verse 9. And having been perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
啊、所以这里提到说他既然得以完全就作为、永远救恩的根源，所以我们只要依靠他、啊、那我们也能够成为完全，那是可以办得到的。
So as long as we rely on him, then we can be made perfect.、
啊、所以现在我们就有个概念什么是完全的意思、啊、
So now we have a concept of what is mean by being perfect.
因为当圣经说要完全的时候、啊、这个不只、啊、不是说好像参考而已的。
So when the Bible says be perfect, it doesn't mean as we use it as a reference.
啊，我曾当以前曾经听过一个啊 牧师呢，很多名的牧师啊，在电视上讲道。
I once heard a very famous pastor was preaching on the TV.
他就说，圣经里头的说要完全像天父完全一样，这句话啊，他说哪里可以做得到？
So he said that how, because the Bible says we have to be perfect like our Heavenly Father. So he said, how can we achieve that?
啊，所以啊，参考参考啊。
So he just say, just use that as a reference.
我第一次听，听啊，正牌的这个是啊，有名的牧师在电视上啊教导信徒，说啊，参考参考啊。
So this is the first time when I heard this famous pastor say this on the TV show. That's use this as a reference.
啊，因为他认为啊，人啊是不可能达到完全的地步。
Because he see that it's for man, it's not possible to reach the standard of being perfect.
那圣经记载的挪亚啊，在当时代啊，在当时的世代啊，圣经有说在当时的世代是完全人。
And as for Noah, the Bible records at that era, he is a perfect man.
啊，所以他们就解读说这个挪亚哈，就是相对的完全，他只是比别人好一点。
So what they explain is that Noah is only relatively speaking, he's better, he's perfect than other people.
可是这个跟主耶稣的教导啊，说你们要完全像天父完全一样，又好像啊不能够搭配啊，也是矛盾。
So from what Jesus taught us that we have to be perfect like our heavenly Father, so it seems like it is contradicting.
啊，所以当主耶稣在讲说要完全像天父完全一样，是很严肃的在谈这个问题呀。
And Jesus is actually very serious when he talk about to, we have to be perfect like the, our heavenly Father.
那旧约的那些规条哈，你再怎么守啊，你再怎么遵守条例，再怎么献祭啊，献多少次啊，都没有办法使人完全。
So in the Old Testament, no matter how we keep the law, there's no way that we can be perfect.
啊，请看希伯来书第九章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章第九节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 9.
啊，轻一点。
It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience.
好，这里说头一层帐幕啊，就是献祭的那一层啊，就大家可以到。帐幕的门口来献祭。
So they can offer the sacrifices before the tent.
好，那这里说啊，就着良心说，都不能够叫礼拜的人得以完全。
So it says that those who perform these sacrifices cannot be considered perfect in regards to the conscience.
那再看第十章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 10 verse 1.For the law, having shadows of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with this same sacrifice, which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect.
So here it is said, 律法哈，律法不能够叫那个献祭的人得以完全呢。
So similarly, he says here that the law cannot make one who sacrifice being perfect.
所以我们现在有一个概念，就是说，在旧约时代没有办法借着人的行为来使一个人完全。
So in the Old Testament, one cannot be made perfect according to their good conduct.
啊，不管他怎么做
，no matter
没有办法
，no matter how hard they tries, they will not achieve being the perfect.
那我们刚看到主耶稣哈，因为他一次献上就完全了。
And for Jesus, he sacrificed once for all, and we are all made perfect.
因为他看看旧约时代欠多少啊，我全部帮你付清。
Because Jesus has seen how much we have owed in the Old Testament, and he has paid all the debt.
啊，所以主耶稣来做 settle 就是 complete， 就是成全了，完全了。
So Jesus actually come and settle and make us perfect.
啊，所以在旧约时代没有办法使人完全，但在新约时代。就有办法。
So it's not possible to be perfect in the Old Testament, but it is now possible in the New Testament.
因为旧约说不能够使人完全，那么一定有个方法能够使人完全。
Because in the Old Testament, it mentioned there's no way to make one perfect, so there must be a way to make one perfect.
好，来看第十章十四节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14. For by one offering, he has perfect forever those who are being sanctified.
我们看到，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全，不只是一次完全，是永远的完全。
It says here it's not only one time being perfect, but forever being perfect.
一次献上，所以这个主要说一次献上，他替我们父亲人救赎在所有的债。你看这个恩典是多么的大。
So you can see how great is this grace that for one offering Jesus has settled all the debt.
那圣经说我们要做完全人，那什么时候完全呢？
So the Bible says we have to be perfect. So when do we become perfect?
因为我们刚刚所看到的说他的完全就成为得救的一个根源，救恩的一个根源。
So being perfect is the root of being saved.
所以就是要接受主耶稣的救恩。就是完全呢。
So through the salvation of Jesus, we have become perfect.
圣经说啊，不论是一次完全还是永远，他说得以成圣的人啊，叫成圣的人得以完全，是永远的完全。
So he had mentioned that it's a forever, it's a perfect forever for those who are being sanctified.
所以没有一个人能够靠着自己的行为来让他达到完全的地步。
And no one can reach the standard of being perfect according to their own deeds.
So, when 圣经说我们要完全像天父完全一样，那当然以我们人的角度来说，那是不可能的，是对的。
So, in our mankind's perspective, when Jesus said that we have to be perfect like our heavenly Father, of course, this is not possible.
但是借着主耶稣的救恩，借着主耶稣流血一次献上，那我们就可以完全了。
But through the salvation of Lord Jesus and through His sacrifice, we are being made perfect.
所以当我们在解释圣经的时候，就不要以人的角度来解释。以人的角度来解释的话，当时解释不通。
So when we try to explain the Bible, we shouldn't explain it through our man's wisdom.
我们是要靠主我们现在已经信了主耶稣当然神有办法让我们得以完全。
So since we have relied on Lord Jesus, that's why He was able to make us being perfect.
所以我们受洗以后都有一个完全人的身份。
After we have received our water baptisms, we receive the status of being perfect.
所以我们现在的责任现在要做什么？
So what is our duty now?
再回来看哥林多后书十三章。
Let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书十三章十一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11。
十一节十一节就你就念说要做完全人你就解成。
It's here say become complete。
好，那 become complete 这个英文圣经也讲得很简单就是 become complete 就是要做完全人。
So the English Bible actually said it very simple, just become complete.
它这个 NIV 翻译的很不错。
However, the NIV translation is actually quite good.
比我们现在以前所讲的观念是比较符合。
So it's actually more closely to what we have mentioned.
NIV 是说 strive 就是很认真就是很竭力就是很努力Strive for full restoration, 就是要恢复很认真的来恢复我们完全人的身份。
So the NIV actually say strive for full restoration. That means we worked very diligently to restore our status.
那恢复当然是说可能失去一点点而现在要把它恢复完全，好像你破了要弥补把它再补回来。
So previously we may have lost something, so right now we have to restore it back to the original state.
少了哪一块现在补回来。
So what we have missing pieces, we have to repair and put it back.
而且还要很认真要认真的，要再继续保持这个完全人的身份。
And furthermore, we have to work with diligence to maintain the status of being perfect.
那我们看。哥林多教会从哥林多前书一直看到现在哥林多后书的十三章
So if you read the First Corinthians to the Second Corinthians of chapter 13,
那我们知道其实哥林多教会已经失去了一些已经不完全，因为他们已经失去了。
You can see that the Corinthian church has actually lost some of the original essence.
从前书到后书，我们已经查考过了，都知道。
If you study First and Second Corinthians, you will know.
所以现在就在恢复完全的身份地位。
So now is the time to restore back to its original status.
当我们刚受洗的时候，大家都是很完全的。
So when the times we first receive our water baptisms, we are perfect.
所以你看我们原来教会啊，最近感谢主啊，最近几次有年纪年长者哈来接受洗礼。
We thank God that Garden Growth recently we have many elderly receive their water baptism.
虽然他们年纪已经很大了。
Even though they are in their early age.
但是当他们接受洗礼起来以后那一刹那，真的好像是新生婴儿哈，那个脸啊很奇妙，大家不知道有没有注意到那个脸啊，哇，实在是。
I'm not sure if you noticed that the moment that when they receive the water baptism, the face look like they are like a baby.
哦，你看那个陈弟兄啊，他哇，他受洗起来以后，嗯，他一直感谢主，感谢主啊。他本来是不大说话的。
For example, the brother Chen, after he received the water baptism, immediately he says, "Thank God, thank God."
啊，所以。受洗的那一刹那啊，就是我们就是一个完全人，这个是神所赏赐给我们的一个身份。
So the very moment that we receive the water baptisms, we are being perfect.
可是因为我们在世界上生活
，because we live in this world，
可能会失去啊某一个部分啊，又亏欠的那个神的荣耀。
We may have fall short the glory of God.
所以我们要怎么来继续保有我们完全人的身份？
So how can we continue to preserve this status of being perfect?
我们根据圣经呢来学习。
So we study according to the Bible.
那第一个啊，请看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter three.
后书三章十四节。
Chapter three verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
啊，念到十七节。
And read until verse 17. But you must continue in these things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. 15. And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrines, for reproof, for corrections, for instructions in righteousness, 17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. If you read from chapter 3, verse 1,
这个末世有危险的日子来到,
there's in the last days there were perilous time.
那第二节, 哇, 你看这些这个不圣洁, 这些行为, 这个行为当然会使一个人啊从完全到不完全。
So in verse 2, it mentions all these unholy attitudes. So this actually caused one to from perfect being non-perfect.
所以要怎么能够保有我们本来完全人的身份。
So how can we preserve our original status of being perfect?
所以十七节就是一个总结的十七节。
So chapter verse 17 is the summary, it's a conclusion.
叫属神的人得以完全。
So that the man of God may be complete.
来预备行各样的善事。
Thoroughly equipped for every good work.
所以要怎么能够完全？
So how can we be complete?
那十四节。
In verse 14.
说学习啊，就是你所学习的啊，要学习圣经的真理啊。
So we need to continue to learn the truth from the Bible.
因为圣经都是神所默示的。
Because the scripture is inspired by God.
那神所默示的，那有人说，圣经，我们经常说圣经就是神的话。
Because we always say that the Bible is the word of God.
那是不是圣经每一句都是神的话
？Is it every word is the word of God？
这个句话也不大正确的哈。
So this is also not totally correct.
所以当有人说啊，圣经都是神的话
，Some may say that the Bible is the word of God.
啊，这种讲也不大合适哈。
So it is not quite accurate when you say in this.
因为圣经里头也有魔鬼的话。
Because in the Bible there is also words from the devil.
也有人的话。
And also the words from man.
所以我们应该是讲说十六节哈。
So in verse 16,
我们正确的讲法是圣经啊，都是神所默示的。
We should say that all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
啊，虽然是魔鬼的话，但是也是神默示一个人把魔鬼讲出来的话，把它写下来的。
Even this is the word of God, but it is the inspiration of God that inspired the people to write it down.
啊，就人在吵架，人犯罪，人得罪神啊，那个经过也是神默示说，你把这个写出来，让人能够做一个警戒。
And also the sins that is committed by man, it is also the inspiration of God that inspired the author to write it down. So we need to have a concept that the Bible, the scripture, is the inspiration of God. So we shouldn't say that the Bible, all the words in it is the words of God. So these two sentences actually have a different meaning.
那圣经的作者学习圣经，就是要与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义啊，有益处的。
So the Bible is for people to learn, and is good for reproof.
啊，这也有失败的啦。那失败，我们说从里头呢学到教训，学到警戒啊，说不能够效法他们的行为。
So for those who have fallen, we can learn from the mistake.And so that we would not make the same mistake again.
那只要是要得到神的祝福，那我们就效法他们的行为。他们怎么做？为什么神会喜悦他们呢
？So for the blessings, we can learn from these good examples how God blessed these peoples.
哦，你看以诺啊，他与神同行300年呢。
So for example, Enoch he walked with God for 300 years.
那到了死以前都还在与神同行啊。
And before he died, he is still walking with God.
啊，他活365岁。
He lived 365 years old.
那65岁以后啊，就开始与神同行。
And after 365 years old, he started to walk with God.
所以，假若是以我们现在的年纪来换算的话，大概是16岁啊，意思就是说16岁就开始与神同行啊。
So in today's terms, it's like we have started walking with God since 16 years old.
然后一直同行到80岁。
And continue to walk with God until we are 80 years old.
啊，你看16岁啊，大概是高中的时候啊。
So you are in 16 years old. You are in the high school.
哇，读高中就是他要准备大学，要考什么 SAT 以后啊，他很认真，但是他也是来抢的机会与神同行。
So as a high school student, you are preparing to get into the university, but still, he still comes to the church to attend service.
啊，以后要上班呢，忙碌，哎，他也是一样啊，都是来教会参加聚会，与神同行。
And even when he go up to work, but he still have time to come to attend service.
后来结婚生孩子啊，不管孩子几个，也是一样，没有说啊，我现在孩子很忙啊，没有办法去聚会。也是一样啊，来参加聚会，服侍神，服侍弟兄姐妹，与神同行。
So after you have married and you have children, and yet you still come to the church to do holy works and walk with God.
啊，所以我们想想啊。
So think about it.
你能够想象得到吗？从16岁一直到80岁哈，我们以人的现在的年纪哈，16岁一直到80岁，每一天啊，没有停过参加聚会的。
So can you imagine since you are 16 years old until 80 years old?Not a single day you have continued to walk with God.
家庭聚会也参加。
You attend the family service.
喜乐团契也参加。
And you also attend the joy fellowship.
哦，这个讲习会也参加。
And you also attend the seminar.
啊，这个不容易。
And this is not easy.
我们想想几个人能够做得到，16岁开始。
So just imagine how many can actually obtain this since 16 years old.
所以我们这些好的、我们也可以学习、
So we can learn from all these good examples.
因为教导人学义、
Because it's teach people to do the right things.
所以我们就是要第一步就是要学习圣经呢。
So the first step is to study the Bible.
然后呢，要确信、我们学了以后要确信相信。
And after you have studied, you have to be assured of it.
啊，相信神的话。
And also believe the word of God.
安定在天。
That is stored in heaven.
相信神的慈悲，相信神的公义。
And to believe in God's mercies and His
righteousness. 啊，相信神啊，还是主耶稣说的事情。
And believe what God, all the things that God said.
有的人就把圣经啊当成是小说看待哈。
Some people would treat the Bible as a novel.
啊，就参考参考了。
and only use it as a reference.
啊，尤其啊，你看以前要过红海啊，啊，怎么过红海
？Especially, how the peoples crossed the Red Sea.
那以前啊，主要是说他讲道理给5000多个人听。
And when Jesus gave the sermons to over 5,000 people.
哦，以前没有麦克风。
There was no microphone in those days.
有人说怎么听得到，后面的人怎么听得到？
So the people at the back, how can they actually hear the sermon?
有的人说啊，这个参考了哈。
So that's why people say you can just use this as a reference.
但是我们读了以后要确信，要相信，确信。
But after we have read the Bible, we have to be assured of it.
我们要确信才能够保有这个完全人的身份呢。
Or only that we are sure of it, can we keep this status of being perfect?
那确信以后哈，所以要还要存在心里。
And after you have assured of it, you have to keep it in your heart.
啊，就是不要忘记呀。
Which means you should not forget about it.
啊，所以我们星期六哈安息日有个啊读经，这朗诵经文、背诵经文。
So in on the Sabbath days, we have this sections where we memorize a Bible verse.
啊，就是晚上所讲的题目啊的圣经章节啊，我们要记住，说要做完全的，这个题目很简单呢。
So for tonight's sermons, we talk about being perfect. It's actually very simple.
啊，然后呢，要把它实行出来。
And after that, we need to practice it out.
那听了不行啊，不做出来也是没有什么益处的。
So after you have listened to it and you do not practice it, it is also useless.
那我们主要是透过这个步骤啊，学习圣经，能够确信相信，又能够放在心里，又能够把它实行出来，然后就在我们所行的事上能够得到福气。
So that after reading the Bibles, we learn from it and we also assured of it and also to keep it in our heart and to practice it.
好。那第二个哈
，Secondly，
怎么样保有我们完全的身份
？How can we preserve the status of being perfect？
那请看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5。
第五章四十八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 48。
马太福音五章四十八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 48。
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
哦，那相信很多人都被这句话吓到啊。
And I'm sure most people will be shocked when they read this.
啊，一定会又会说，哎，哪有可能
？And they may say, "Oh, how is it possible?"
但是呢，在路加福音呢，怎么说呢？一样的场合，一样的时间哈，要路加怎么来描写这句话？
So if how did Luke in the book of Luke mention this the same thing?
啊，路加福音第六章
，Luke chapter 6，
三十六节
，verse 36。
路加福音第六章三十六节
，Luke chapter 6 verse 36。
这个马太的解读啊，是说啊，要完全像天父完全一样。
So in the book of Matthew, it says that we have to be perfect, just like the Father in heaven.
但是路加怎么解读呢
？And how is in the book of Luke explain this?
来看三十六节。
Let's read verse 36.
路加福音六章三十六节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 36. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful.
哎，这边说你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。
Here it mentioned that we have to be merciful just as our Father is merciful.
啊，那前后文都是一样的哈。说，但是这句话呢，马太说啊，要完全像天父完全一样啊。路加说要慈悲啊，像天父慈悲一样。
So in Matthew it says that we have to be perfect just like our heavenly Father, and in Luke it says that we have to be merciful just like our Father is merciful.
所以要怎么样有一个完全做完全的人？
So how can we be a perfect person?
就是慈悲心呢。
That means we have to be merciful.
啊，像天父也是有慈悲怜悯的心怀。
Just like our Father who is also merciful.
啊，神已经给我们一个慈悲的心了。
God has already given us a merciful heart.
那这个我们中国人也是说，恻隐之心啊，人皆有之。恻隐的心啊 ，merciful heart， 大家都有了。
Oh, everyone has the merciful heart.
啊，这是神所给我们的。
Because it is given by God.
因此，约翰一书啊，他说：“我们不要塞住怜悯的心肠，不要塞住这个已经本来有的在心里头哈，啊，到时候会涌出来哈。有需要的时候，它会涌出来。但是呢，有人就把它塞住，那就没有怜悯的心肠了。”
So in 1 John, it actually mentioned that we shouldn't try to suppress this merciful heart.
那所以已经有的，那我们就把它发挥出来。
Those who have a merciful heart, then you should actually show it.
所以我们看那个论才干的比喻啊。
If you look at the parables of the talents.
那才干他怎么那么厉害啊？领五千就马上去做生意，要赚另外五千。
And the one who received the 5,000 talents, he immediately invested on it and earned 5,000.
他还没有上过课，怎么知道怎么去投资啊？
He did not take any course on it. How did he know how to invest in it?
你看基金那么多，我也不懂啊。这基金那么多，什么股票那么多
？So there are so many unit trusts and stocks. I'm not familiar with.
我很多名堂啊。
There's so many of it.
我看大家还是懂得不多了。
I'm sure.
您只要是做财务的，可能就懂了。
But I'm sure that if you're in the financial departments, you will know.More about it.
好，那这几个人他们怎么能够马上做生意？就好像也不需要上课，反正一转身走了，哎，马上做生意，马上赚钱。
So how is that these people who receive the talents immediately know how to invest the money?
说这个就进到善良跟绵羊比喻啊，就是爱心的比喻。
So this enter into the parable of the sheep and the goat.
那这个爱心呢、啊，就是与生俱来嘛，所以假设没有爱心的人，是不是？应该要受惩罚呢？当然应该要了，因为他已经拿到东西，他已经拿到神所给他的，他不去运用，不去投资啊。
So for the people who receive the talents from God, so he should actually use the money to reinvest it.
所以他就是把那个怜悯的心肠把它塞住了。
And for the one who did not use the money to reinvest it, he is actually suppressing his merciful heart.
所以神的要求啊是很合理的，他不会过分的要求。
And in fact, God's required of us is actually quite fair.
啊，慈悲心哦，要像慈悲，要有怜悯的心肠。
We should have a merciful heart.
要站在别人的立场来想一想。
And to try to see from your other people's point of view.
啊，那再来就是要承认自己的软弱。
Next, we need to admit our own weakness.
这保罗他很喜欢夸耀自己的软弱。
Paul always boasts about his weakness.
那当神告诉亚伯拉罕说你要完全的时候
，When God told Abraham to be perfect,
那亚伯拉罕哇，他马上俯伏在地呀。
And Abraham immediately bowed before God.
啊，当然亚伯拉罕说些什么话，圣经没有记载呀。
And of course, the Bible did not mention what Abraham said.
啊，不过按照他那个动作，他俯伏在地上，他应该是说哈，哎呀，我哪有办法、啊？
But according to his actions, by falling before God, it means that how is it possible he can be achieved being perfect?
所以他就是承认自己软弱，承认自己是一个人，是普通人而已的。
So he's actually admitting that he's only an ordinary person.
啊，所以只要你承认软弱，那神的能力就在你的身上帮助你。
So as long as you admit your own weakness, then the strength of God will be bestowed on you.
那有的人呢、啊、认为啊、承认自己的软弱，那岂不是很羞耻吗
？Some may think that to admit your own weakness is actually a shameful thing.
所以不能够说软弱，要碰轰，嗯，你要膨胀自己呀、啊。
So that's why we thought that we should not admit our own weakness, but to puff up.
本来只有两分多，你也说到七八分，说哎。我还是不错的，我还是有两把刷子的嘛。
So you should actually, even you have only 2 points, but you should boast that you have at least 7 or 8 points.
啊，说有位弟兄啊，他专门在审核，在他是 recruiter 啦，专门在替公司啊来招揽人才。
So there was a brother who is working in the recruiters.
啊，他说现在很多人的履历表都是膨胀的。
He said that many people's actually.When he writes the resume, they actually make
puff
it up, puff up.
那其实呢，承认自己的软弱也要很勇敢嘿。
Actually, it takes courage to admit your weakness.
那不是吃亏嘿，不是吃亏的。
And this is not to show that you actually at a loss.
我们看创世纪啊。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪32章。
Genesis chapter 32,
32:27.
32:27.
好，我来念哈，这个，因为时间啊，剩下不多啊。32:27。
Genesis chapter 32, verse 27.
那人说啊，你名叫什么？他说，我名叫雅各。那人说啊，你的名字不要叫雅各了，要叫做以色列，因为你与神与人交力都得了胜。好，这是雅各本来的名字，就是说抓了，他靠自己的力量一起去抓，一起去抓。
So the original meanings for Jacob means to grab hold.
我靠自己的力量一起去拼了，去拼了。
By his own effort, he's trying to strive to grab hold on things.
但是神说不用了哈。
But God said,
你呀、啊、要叫以色列哈，因为你与人与神交力都得胜。
But God said that your names has should change to Israel.
好，那什么神怎么使他得胜呢
？How did God make him being victorious?
哦，不是给他吃什么补药啊，还是什么？什么补哦，就开个药方啊！你要吃这个。
Oh, God did not give him any supplements that you have to take this.
啊，不是三十一节。
In 31.
我们看很奇妙嘛，日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过贫努伊勒啊，他的大腿在瘸的。
Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him and he limbs on his hip.
他怎么得胜？
How was he become victorious?
那我们知道得胜是强者才会得胜啊。
We know that only the strong one become victorious.
就是因为他软弱了，他的大腿瘸的，他才能够得胜啊。
And because he was weak, that he limbs on his hips and he becomes victorious.
所以怎么样能够保持我们的完全的身份，就是要承认自己软弱啊。
So how can we preserve this status of being perfect? We have to admit our weakness.
啊，从这个开始以后哈。
And from that moment on,
然后他说慢慢改进，慢慢改进。
And slowly he started to change.
我们再来看三十五章哈。
Let's read chapter 35.
啊，有些时候他好像又会忘记。
Sometimes he seems to forget about it.
三十五章哈的第九节。
Chapter 35, verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
雅各从巴旦亚兰回来，神又向他显现，赐福给他。第十节
，verse ten，
那且对他说：“你的名字原是雅各，从今以后不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列啊！这样子他改名叫以色列啊！所以你看三十二章啊，叫他改，好像也没有说很放在心上的。
So in chapter 32, God actually told him to change his name to Israel, but he did not keep it in heart.
啊，到这个时候，神要向他显现，要提醒他。你的名字哈，不要再叫雅各了，要叫做以色列。
And here in chapter 35, God once again reminded him that his name should be changed to Israel.
那么就是告诉他说，你会靠主得胜，你靠主就得胜。
God is trying to tell him that as long as you rely on God, you will be victorious.
啊，不需要靠自己的力量。
You shouldn't rely on your own strength.
只要你承认自己的软弱。
As long as you admit your own weakness.
哦，好像亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
哎呀，我哪有办法？
Abraham said that how can he be able to do it?
不行啊。
He was not able to do it.
你承认自己的软弱，自己只不过是人而已。
As long as he admitted his weakness, that he is merely a man.
神的恩典就临到。
And the grace of God will bestow upon him.
那第四个哈，要怎么来保持完全人的身份
？And fourthly, how can we preserve this status of being perfect?
就是要经常住在神的爱里头。
That we should always dwell in the love of God.
没有神的爱，那我们没有办法做什么。
Without the love of God, we cannot do anything.
因为爱里头就没有惧怕。
Because in love, there's no fear.
那惧怕就是还没有完全呢。
If you have fear, it means that you have not been perfect.
啊，所以我们祷告一定要祷告的时候不会害怕。
So in our prayer, we need to pray continuously until.
当然，我们碰到什么难题啊，突然之间来的这些困难。
If we encounter any obstacles or challenges,
还是挑战啊
，or problems,
啊，还是什么 struggle， 你不大小的 struggle 了哈，当然我们会害怕。
Of course, we will be frightened.
但是呢，我们害怕一阵子就好了，不要太久哈。
So just be for a little while that you'll be afraid.
我们想想神的爱，要赶快跑到神的爱里头啊。
You have to think that the love of God, we have to come to the love of God.
神的爱里头没有惧怕。
Because in the love of God, there is no fear.
那惧怕就代表着不完全呐。
Because if you have fear, it means that you are not being perfect.
那只要我们能够住在神的爱里，我们就能够达到完全。
As long as we dwell in the love of God, then we reach the state of being perfect.
但没有害怕，我们就很有自信，就不会紧张，不会害怕，我们就很喜乐，很平安。
So without fear, we will have confidence and we have joy.
啊，所以有问题的时候啊，不要忘记要回来住在神的爱里头。
So if you encounter problems, remember to quickly return to the love of God.
那第五个啊
，Fifthly，
就是忘记背后努力面前的。
That is to forget the past and strive to work ahead.
那这个这一句大家都很熟悉的。
Everyone's very familiar with this verse.
我们就是努力哈，一直往前走。
To be diligent and continue to run forward.
因为那个后面有个力量一直想要拉着我们。
Because there is a strength that is trying to pull us in the back.
好像当时扫罗王一直拉着这个啊撒母的衣襟说：“哎呀，你不要走了，你不要走了。”这个扫罗王哈、拉着撒母的衣襟。
Oh, just like King Saul continued to grab hold on the garments of Samuel.
啊，因为说我们现在这个罪哈、罪也是要想要拉着我们，拉着我们，
so,
不要走啊，你不要走。
So the sins is actually trying to pull us back and does not allow us to move forward.
因为罪哈、也让某些人觉得、在他的、感觉上感觉很好啊。
Because for some people, sin seems to be to them is very good.
啊，很 comfortable， 也很舒适。
They may feel comfortable.
所以不愿离开呀、
That's why they are unwilling to depart from the sin.
那我们这是解决方法是要努力前面就一直往前走。
So in order to solve this, we need to continue to walk forward.
说不能够住在平原。
We shouldn't live in the plain.
人家住在平原的话就不想动啊。
Because if you live in the plains, you will not willing to move.
你看当时的人啊，创世纪啊十一章那边说啊，当时的人啊，住在平原啊，那平原的话就建造巴别塔。
So those people in Genesis chapter 11, they live in the plains. That's why they want to build the Tower of Babel.
就不想动啊，不想迁移啊。
They are not willing to move.
好，那我们看亚伯拉罕呢，他就一直搬，一直搬，一直迁移啊。
As for Abraham, he's continued to move from one place to another place.
所以对我们来说啊，就是要能够脱离罪的辖制。
So for us to depart from the boundary, the binding of the sin.
所以做事的人他也说要让。脱离使他脱离罪的辖制啊，他就能够达到完全了。
So even the psalmist say that in order to free from the binding of the sins, they may become perfect.
啊，那我们看到了以西结书三十七章哈，那个平原呢有很多的骸骨，死人的骨头。
So in Ezekiel, it mentions that many bones,
dry bones, 枯干的哈。那里为什么会有枯干的骨头？就是有人被杀。
There were dry bones because some people were killed there.
啊，所以我们不能够住在平原呢。
That's why we cannot live in the plain.
要像亚伯拉罕一样，一直走，一直走。所以这个信仰啊是动态的。
So we should be like Abraham, continue to move from one place and to another place because faith is is a very active.
啊，一直努力往前走。
We should strive hard to walk forward.
啊，脱离罪的辖制。
And to flee from the boundaries of the sin.
啊，不然一样还是老样子啊，生气还是照常生气啊。
Otherwise, you'll be the same. So you continue to be angry.
嫉妒照常嫉妒啊。
And you'll be continue to be jealous.
贪心啊，照常贪心啊。
And continue to be greedy.
啊，所以我们要一直走往前，走得越快越好。
So we should actually move quickly and move forward.
啊，这样子就能够保有完全人的身份。
That's how we can preserve the status of being perfect.
好，那最后来看启示录的第二章。
Lastly, let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
第二章二十五节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 25.
第二章二十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 25.
说但你们已经有的，总要持守啊，直到。我来啊，已经有的，我们已经有这个完全人的身份，已经有的，那要持守啊。
So be hold fast what you have till I come.
啊，是不是这个很合理呀、
？So this is actually make sense.
啊，说我们已经有的，就不要在那死掉。
So what you already have, you should not lose it.
要经常啊，学习圣经啊，要慈悲像天父一样。
So we should study the Bibles and to be merciful like our Heavenly Fathers and to admit our weakness.
常住在神的爱里。
and to continue to dwell in the love of God.
忘记背后，努力面前的，一直往前走。
And forget what is behind and continue to strive forward.
啊，再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
我们来唱老歌哈，老的赞美诗有一首本来是四百首，但是有一首就是以信心靠我恩主往前走，往前走，不知道第几首。以信心靠往前啊，杨恩啊，你们在台湾有没有唱过？啊，第几首哈？这是台湾比较记得，我们这里比较少唱啊。以信心靠我恩主，好像一百八十几是吧？182，好，谢谢。182
182